Hi, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
And this is Success Unlocked, Season 1. Let us explain.
So our mission here at Thanks for Visiting is to unite and equip short-term rental hosts to create unique and safe spaces-turned businesses, to strengthen guest and community trust so we can ensure the longevity and profitability of independent hosts. And of course, to bring more host voices to the forefront.
It's one thing to hear our perspective on short-term rental business building strategies, but we wanted to bring more value to you by introducing other incredible hosts to the Thanks for Visiting stage.
So we are excited to present to you this season of Success Unlocked, where our Hosting Business Mastery Membership coaches will discuss operations, social media, unique builds, co-hosting strategies, and so much more.
Today's show, The Co-Hosting Confidential, is hosted by Amy Corbett. She is the co-founder of All Belong Co., a growing collective of 30-plus short-term rentals in 4 states, including her very own train caboose. Amy has hosted more than 5,000 guests since 2019.
A self-described accidental entrepreneur, her properties have been featured in multiple publications. And she's making such an impact on our community. Her small city of Lynchburg, Virginia, chose Amy's family as brand ambassadors for the city's rebranding campaign in 2022. Let's get to today's episode.
Hey, this is Amy, and we have a treat for you today. I wanted to bring part of our team of All Belong Co. to you and introduce you to Lisa and to Micah. They are both integral members of what we do and could not manage 30 properties without. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks. We're glad to be here.
Can each of you just quickly share what is your specific role on the team? What are you in charge of?
So my name is Lisa. I am the head of hospitality for All Belong Co. So that means a lot of the moving pieces and logistics of what I like to call behind the scenes. So I organize all of our messages that come in and then delegate them out to whoever needs to know where we need to follow up. So our co-hosts come to me with any questions that they might experience throughout their shift or questions that they might have regarding a owner, cleaner team, the team itself. And then we just figure out how to problem solve it from there. We work on our shifts together and we constantly are improving and growing our standards of operations as well. So I do a lot of the writing everything down. That way we have reference points and places that keep things organized.
Yeah, Lisa is like the conductor of a symphony for our team. And we definitely, our team, she's not just my right-hand woman. She is the woman for operations. Yeah, and Micah.
Yes, agree. I am Micah, and I'm a co-host, and I'm also All Belong Co.'s hospitality assistant, which is basically a fancy name for our inspector. So I actually inspect all of our local properties after they've been cleaned. I'm the one going in, making sure that everything is guest ready, checking all the fine details, making sure everything's restocked, everything looks good, it's staged correctly, and that it is picture worthy and ready for them to enter the home. Well, I also am in charge of doing what's called, we call surprise and delights, which is one of my favorite things about the job. Actually, when we find out, say someone's coming in for a birthday or an anniversary or something really fun, I actually get to put together, I have a little bin and I have fun things in my bin, depending on the reason that they're coming. And we like to just leave a little surprise and delight for them to let them know that we care, that they're celebrating this. We want them to feel an extra welcome for this big reason that they booked us for a big important event in their lives. So it's definitely one of the most fun parts about my job. And I love it. Yeah.
Absolutely. We want a part of our brand of All Belong is we want to really celebrate the people that come into our spaces. And that's just one of the thoughtful touches that we've found our inspector can actually do when they are on site before a check-in. So let's kind of go back in time, because a lot of our listeners are maybe considering doing co-hosting. They're just maybe have a few properties and they haven't hired any help yet. So Lisa, you are our first official employee and you've been with All Belong Co. over 2 years now. You've seen a lot of changes. Our team has grown and we've grown our properties. How has your role changed since you first started to where it is now?
Well, when I first started, in the very first 12 months of me being part of All Belong, we added 12 properties.
That's insane.
So it was crazy. So that first year was not only growth as All Belong, but it was growing our standards of how we want our staging to look, how we want our guests to feel upon arrival, what amenities do we keep in the kitchen? What does our coffee bar look like? What do our snack baskets look like? It was so much growth in the small details as we were onboarding, saying, oh, we need the same shampoo at every property. We want the same hand soap at every property. So that first year, with so much growth of the properties themselves, it was an opportunity for us to also grow where we want our baseline to be and just keep improving from there. So my role at that point was figuring out what's working, why we're able to have so many new properties, and how to keep them and keep them be successful. So the first year was just a whirlwind. I think it went by in the blink of an eye.
I remember you and I, like, we were scrubbing toilets and cleaning basement apartments and all the things.
Yes. Yeah. So not only were we realizing our properties are growing, our radius of where our properties are located is growing, but then we also very much needed a growing team. So Amy and I could no longer be the ones scrubbing toilets for same day turnovers at a property that has one night stays. So that was where we also started to identify which properties fit our brand best. And at that point, we made a shift where if we're going to be growing, we have the opportunity now to say no to certain properties and also say yes to new team members. So with the growth of the properties in our team, my position got developed. It was almost every 3 months.
Yeah.
We were coming up a job description, a new title, and a growing team. And now we've been able to get to the point where instead of running around on my end, I'm a lot more stationary. So I'm able to take everything that comes in, organize it in its categories in order to check those boxes off and be overseeing each property that we've gained since I've started.
Right. And that's by bringing Micah on, we have her literally as the runner, which is funny because she is literally a runner. Running
worked out well.
Yeah. Doing all of our restocking. And like we already said, inspections, surprise and delights. Micah, you were already a host of your own property before you came on, which was one of our requirements at this point. We really wanted someone who understood hosting because we knew that would just be a leg up on anyone without experience. What was it like going from one property of your own to co-hosting almost 30 properties?
It was overwhelming, to be honest, at first, because when you are hosting one property and it's your own, you are the point person. You are the person who handles the problems. You are the person communicating with that guest. So it's just easier. It's just much more simple. And then when I joined All Belong Co., I was like, oh, great. I know all about hosting. And in a way, it definitely helped that I had that baseline experience and I knew Airbnb platform. I knew kind of how this worked and some of the lingo. But all of a sudden, I mean, being introduced to so many apps. I mean, I could not believe my first day when, you know, we were going through training and it's like, okay, download this app. You know, we have an app for our cleaners. We have an app. We have obviously our PMS software. We just had so many different things because it is 30 plus properties. And so there was just getting acclimated to learning who our owners are, and they all are very different, and learning the different softwares that we use, and learning who our cleaners are and which cleaners, which clean different properties, and how to communicate with all of those people, which can be very different.
So, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about
that. I know, I don't want to get myself here, but it was definitely good to have the baseline for sure. But there was a huge learning curve in just all of a sudden working with a much larger team and more properties that are different from my own even. So took a minute to get acclimated.
Yes. And we totally want to understand that when we bring on someone new onto our team. Oh my goodness. It is so important to just allow those first few months for a new member to just, acclimate is probably the word. Can each of you share, what is your favorite part of co-hosting?
Favorite part of co-hosting?
Well, actually, we're both type twos on the Enneagram, mm-hmm. which I think is why co-hosting hospitality is very appealing. But I know there is just the relational aspect to our job. So I really enjoy the communications part of co-hosting. Obviously, I love my specific job because I can take it a step further in the relationship building with co-hosting. So I can not only say, congrats that you're celebrating your birthday, I can then actually help them celebrate, which I think is really fun. But I think just the relational aspect of our job can be very rewarding, and that we get to be a part of really showing someone what good hospitality is like. Mm-hmm. Anybody can check into a hotel and have an okay experience. But we really are giving them something more than just a stay. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. So I think the co-hosting part, that's just really a really fun part of it for me.
Absolutely.
And I would say my favorite, which used to be the most intimidating part of this job, is problem solving. So the problem solving piece has become what drives me, and what I really thrive in is not only helping a guest who ran into an issue, whether it has to do with check-in or they lost an item while they were at the home and we want to help them return it, or whether it's with a team and there was a miscommunication and we're working together on how to reconnect those dots, whatever problem it is, I love to be involved. I love to give my insight, my advice, my help. And I found that I have grown so much in just 2 years with being able to feel very confident in how to help guests in the very best way that I possibly can, and how to help the team in the best way with everyone's best interests first. I love helping. I love problem solving. I don't love it when big problems pop up, of course, but being able to confidently work through something and be proud of the outcome, I think is the most rewarding.
That's been so fun to watch you personally grow in that role too. And in that being now one of the things that you love. Yeah. You guys are working with multiple cleaning teams. We have 4 co-hosts that do guest messaging. Our other 2 co-hosts are actually remote and don't live in Lynchburg, Virginia, where we live. We have about 25 different owners that we're working with. And of course, thousands of guests that come in and out. So how do we keep all of our communication straight when different co-hosts have different shifts? How do we pass the torch to the next person in the evening when some guest issues are still outstanding?
Well, we love group texts, but we also love Asana. So Asana is this organization tool that has become the head of hospitality's gift. It's a way to really tie up those loose ends. So a lot of it comes down to just, what is our process? What is our procedure that works best for our team? And we call those co-host loose ends. So that's where we say, okay, I have gotten a situation with getting account information from a certain owner to extend an invoice to a guest who made an adjustment to their stay. I've been able to get up to the point where I changed the stay. I communicated to the guest, and now at the end of the shift, all we're waiting for is confirmation from the owner. Here's what you need. And then hopefully it can be resolved in that one next shift is the hope, but it's really about the communication piece and keeping things organized for our procedures. And I would say, what else keeps us on track?
That's definitely a big, I mean, that's a huge part of it. And Lisa is the queen of Asana. She's really built this out to keep us organized, because without that, we would not be organized. So that is a huge part of it. And then I think just our group text, really making sure that we, when we finish out a shift, that we really are passing the torch and cueing everybody in, because there's so much that can happen in between shifts. And if we're not being in communication with each other, we'll miss things. So that's another big piece of it.
Another tool I think that's been really helpful for us is we use Google Voice, and that helps our whole team. They can turn notifications off when they're off shift, but when they come back on, they're able to look and see what chats have we had with owners, and our owners know to text this number so that we see all that messaging. Our cleaners will message on there, and it just helps it all be in one place. So that's been a game changer as we've brought new team members on. So with us also having multiple co-hosts, being a team of four, how do you know how to handle a situation with a guest when it comes up that would be what we would say on brand? How do we keep that consistent among four people?
So we have tons of resources available that helped build out our brand voice and kind of our guide for how to and when. During our training process, when we bring on a new team member, we have an entire folder on Google. Our Google Drive is definitely a main resource that we guide all of us to. So even after the training process has been complete, these are resources that you're able to look back to and reference, and sometimes even copy and paste at any point throughout your shift and your time with All Belong. So these templates are broken down from the moment a guest may inquire or instant book, all the way down to how we review a positive guest or how we respond to a negative review from a guest if something may not have been up to the correct standards. So we have ways that we like to approach things with the All Belong voice. So that way, if a guest is talking to Micah in the middle of the afternoon, and then we have an evening co-host transition on in the evening, the guest would never be able to tell the difference.
Right. That's the goal.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
So we have ways that keep ourselves confident in our responses that we reference check first. And one thing that's just really nice about the flexibility of co-hosting is it's okay to not always have the answers. So even when the templates run out or the one-offs happen and it's a situation that you've never experienced before, as a team and having a brand, it's very easy to just communicate to a guest, let me bring this to my team. We chat together on, you know, in the middle of the afternoons. I'm going to be able to follow up with you in just a moment and have a better answer. And I feel as long as you always meet the guest with knowing that they're heard and we're about to get back to them, usually the voice is always going to be one that a guest responds positively to.
Micah, do you have one that anything you want to add?
I mean, I feel like that is kind of the main thing, is that we are referencing those, what we call SOPs, which are standard operational procedures.
Yes.
We've built that out so that we all can sound similar. But then I think, you know, the more that our co-host team connects, I mean, we are all pretty close. And so the more that we connect, I feel like our brand voice naturally sounds the same. Mm-hmm. So we really try to stay in contact with each other pretty regularly, and we learn things from each other. I think that's one of the fun things about this, is that we will Sometimes I'll see how one of my co-hosts responded to something and go, wow, that was such a good way of responding to that. I'm going to use that next time, or I'm going to remember this. And so we kind of learn things from each other. And then that helps us to implement that in the future and kind of start work as one.
Mm-hmm. So there's different ways that some co-hosting businesses will structure their team. They might give, like, for instance, Lisa would take 10 properties. Micah, you would take 10 properties. And I made an intentional decision for our team that I wanted you guys to have times of turn your notifications off. So we do have this group text going and we take different shifts. And when one person is on, the others are not on. So how do you keep from burning out with that, even though you are having a group text going on behind the scenes?
It is really important to implement boundaries with co-hosting, and we all learn that. We were actually just having like a group chat about that even yesterday as a team, because we just added a new co-host and she was asking about that. And we were all saying, we've all learned that boundaries are so important, because co-hosting is great, but a lot of times there can be a lot of problems that can happen, arise all of a sudden. You know, you've got something going wrong at this property, something going wrong at that property. I mean, things just happen. And so if you're constantly feeling on and you're not feel like, if we were being assigned to 10 properties all the time, we would feel like we never can step away. I have children, we have families. And so we need to be able to have those boundaries and say, okay, I'm done with my shift. I'm passing the torch to you. I'm going to go be with my family or do whatever. And so those boundaries have been incredibly important. We always say, if you want to mute that group text, you can mute that group text. Mm-hmm. If you are not on, there is no requirement that you be a part. I think naturally our team, we like to talk. So, mm-hmm. And usually if one has a problem, we know what it's like to be dealing with a problem. So most of us are fine to just say, hey, like, let's talk about this real quick. So we all have to implement our own boundaries with that. But I think finding that boundary that you have for yourself and sticking to it is really important.
Yeah. And I'm sure as you're listening, you're just like, how do I grow a team that with these amazing people? I don't necessarily have the answers. Like, it's amazing. I'm so, so thankful for the camaraderie, dedication, hard workers. It really does feel like we have ownership as a team, and the culture of the team is so, so important as you grow it. So most of our properties are local to where we are, but some of them are not. We have a handful in different states, and you ladies have never set foot in some of our properties. So what do we have as a team, like, to help you feel more confident in hosting guests at properties you've never been to?
We definitely have our standard ways that we like to respond, such as if a guest asks a question about a property and maybe we don't have exactly what they're looking for, we always want to say yes to something. So we just recently today had a guest reach out for a property that we haven't stepped foot in, but we kind of know the area a little bit from being familiar with the property. They asked if there was a pool nearby. And so we unfortunately have to say, we don't really know if there's a pool nearby, but here are the things that we do know. We know that there's two beaches that are close by within a couple mile radius. And then we also know that there's a Water Country USA nearby as well. So it's sometimes the help of Google.
Yes.
So we know the area. Yep. Google Maps.
Yeah.
Being able to see like what's close by, but there's also a really great relationship with those remote owners, mm-hmm. who may also see the message, such as today. And the owner did chime in and message us on the side and say, hey, I don't know about a pool, but I do know about these three other resources that the guests might be interested in. And even if the owner did not reach out to us first, we always feel comfortable Googling on our own, referencing our own guest manual to see what might be close by, similar to a guest, or what might be silly about the dishwasher that we noted in the beginning, and our own notes. But sometimes it does come with the relationship piece that we build with each owner. And those remote owners are so important to be able to have a relationship and reach out when needed.
Yeah. And that's a great point because, again, different co-hosts will structure their remote co-hosting in different ways. And the way that's worked best for us is almost a partnership model where the owner is the on-site partner and we are providing, we're the backdrop, we're guest messaging, we're providing all the online tools and support and software for them to be successful where they are. So I think that's a great point.
We also do have a lot of documentation over all of our properties, but I think those really come in handy for our remote properties. And we have remote co-hosts. So those documents actually for them are like the lifeblood of this business because we've stepped foot in most of our properties. Our remote co-hosts haven't stepped foot in most of our properties. We have detailed sheets on each one of our properties. So we may not know exactly where the fire pit is in reference to the house, but the document has it written there. And so we resource, you know, we use that as a resource. And when we find out information, which we do constantly, we're always adding that into our documents for that property. So that also really helps. And it's so appreciated when if a co-host is on and they find out new information, they add that to the document, then we're not having to go far to find the answer when it's our turn and someone asks that question. So that definitely is a big help to us too.
Absolutely. And we're not having to go back to the owners again and again asking the same question, right?
Oh, no.
Yes.
That we try not to bother them as much as we can, you know?
The owner is the last resort.
Yes.
That's right. So let's talk about maybe some of the pain points. What are the challenges of being a co-host in these roles?
I would say on our busy days, it's knowing how to categorize things in your mind and how to prioritize what's coming at you all at once. So being able to have that follow through is so important to know, okay, I just have a cleaner that reached out to me and said they're no longer able to take any more cleanings on Tuesday. And then I have another property that the dishwasher stopped working, but then I have a guest who would like an early check-in. And all of this happened within 3 minutes of each other. So knowing where to document each message that came in, who to respond to first, what takes priority is sometimes a ping point where your brain is like, I can't handle any more different scenarios all at once.
Right.
And that's when you just got to know what comes first. And it's not the same every time, ever. And I think that sometimes is a moment where you have to trust yourself and your team and your training to know, okay, I have 6 conversations that need me. Where do I go now?
Yeah, just having so many properties, there's so much volume that can come in, like you said, right at the same time. That's not easy. Our brain, the shift in your brain of popping around in these conversations. Micah, how about you?
I think part of what can be challenging is that we do have, I'd referenced earlier, we have a lot of different personalities that we're working with. So we have owners and then we have cleaners and we have other different co-hosts and we have maintenance people. And so I think what can be challenging about this is that there's so many personalities that we're working with. And we have obviously these standard procedures and the way that we do things. And yet we all will realize at one point in this job, you cannot communicate the same way to every owner, to every cleaner. There's different personalities. Yes. Yeah. There's different personalities involved. And so part of the job is actually learning the personalities of our owners, the personalities of our cleaners and knowing how to communicate with them so that you can work together the best way in the most efficient way. So I think that can be very challenging in the beginning. When I was new, I felt like I was making these little faux pas or something because I wasn't communicating in the best way with that person because I didn't know them or I didn't know like what would kind of make the most sense. You know, how involved some owners are, very involved, and some are very hands off. And so we have to kind of learn who they are and what is the best way to some, because sometimes we have to problem solve with our owners. And so I think that can also be challenging. And of course, I think just the problem solving in general, like Lisa said, you do have a lot that's coming at you. I hate conflict. I absolutely hate it. And yet here, you know, we're in customer service. So we deal with conflict. We deal with having to problem solve. And it really does take a little bit of time to learn how to, like you said, prioritize and know how to best solve the type of problems that come our way.
I'm just loving what y'all are saying. It's so good. It's so good.
I even had one situation kind of early on when I started co-hosting where we had a guest come into one of our homes and did not treat it very well. There was damaged towels, there was damaged linens, there was just a lot of trash, just did not take very good care of the home. And so we obviously submitted a claim on Airbnb and all of this, but then I followed up with the owner and just kind of put it all out there and said, yeah, they did this, they did that, they did this. You know, we're pretty used to not great guests sometimes. Like this is just par for the course right. in co-hosting. But this was her first experience ever having someone damage her home in any way. And so, you know, it took several days to respond. And when she did, she was like, I needed a minute. That was a lot to hear. And I just could not believe someone would damage my home like that. And honestly, I just needed a minute. And that took me back because it made me realize that I had not put myself in her shoes. That if this was my home and this was the first time someone did something like this in my home, that would frustrate me. That would upset me that someone was disrespectful in that way. And I had kind of approached her with more of a business attitude of like, yep, this happened. And, you know, this is what we did about it. And I just realized that maybe if I had gone to her with a little bit more compassion of, I know this might be hard to hear, but I do want to let you know about, this the first kind of situation that's happened here. I think maybe it would have helped her in that processing moment of the situation. So it was a big learning moment for me. And hey, I may need to get to know our owners a little better. And I may need to think about this when I approach them. And obviously there's some owners I could do that to, and they would be like, cool.
Right.
It just depends on the person. But that's a big part of the job is learning who they are and learning how to best communicate with them.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about owners when they're new, like the first few months. And just as a quick side note, we do offer different packages. So in co-hosting, so I believe you guys were talking about earlier, some of our owners are very involved because they're not using as many services from our team versus the others who have a more full service hosting package. So talk to us about these owners when they first come on, how we handle it as a team.
We like to give them a grace period of the first 3 or so months of just learning. And this is definitely sometimes an owner will be new to the collective in the season that guests aren't traveling as much. So that learning period may take a little bit longer because then the heavy season hits and they're not used to so many turnarounds, so many new guests coming in and out for different events and occasions. So we do have to be mindful at the volume and traffic that each property is experiencing in those first few months. So we know how much experience that homeowner has from the beginning as well. And so we do often communicate more with those owners who might not understand that Vrbo has a few more spammy messages than Airbnb experiences, or why a guest may cancel and how to kind of take the personal piece out of it rather than thinking, oh, their plans just changed, rather than, oh, did they find a property that they liked better? So we want to be sensitive, but we also want them to trust us. Mm-hmm. So that period is so important to really be confident in the way that we operate and trust our process so that they see that we do things with a purpose and we have intention behind all the questions that we ask guests when we're doing a vetting process to find out what brings them to town, who might be staying with them, what happens if there are sheets that are stained, what happens when we put a claim in. It's good for them to see that we always have a reason behind what we do. And that opens the door for trust. And then they slowly realize, okay, this happened before. This is how they respond. They've got it. And they slowly start stepping back, realizing that we've been here, we've done it, and we won't let anything bad happen to their homes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a weaning process for an owner. In the beginning, most of them are seeing the messages that are coming in on their apps. We do some of our owners, long story short, yeah, it depends. We have several different ways whether owners are seeing it or not seeing it, all based on packages. However, an owner is naturally going to have more questions initially, like you said, and we want to have that grace period, but we do expect that over time, yeah, we've got this, we can take it. And if we do have owners that continue to ask questions or who cost our team extra energy and time, then there is a need to kind of circle back with owners and have that discussion with them of, hey, we really want to bring you value and you don't need to be watching everything. We really do have this. We want you to feel like our team has this. So that is really important to us, our relationships with our owners.
A lot of times this property they're handing over is their baby. So in a way, like this whole weaning process, you know, it's a really good metaphor because they're handing us something this is a big investment, or maybe it was a home, their home at one point, like where they were living. But either way, we understand that that takes a little bit of time for hand us something so big and then to trust us with it. And so we do understand that there's going to take several months of them just seeing how we work and how we operate and giving that trust over to us. Mm-hmm. But that's our goal, is that in several months, we have earned your trust so that you can then actually enjoy the benefits of having someone co-host mm-hmm. for you, so that you can say, I know they have it and I'm going to go on vacation, or I'm going to go about my life and they have got it. And that's, we want them to finally enjoy the benefits so that they're not doing this on their own. That's why they, probably why they hired us, is because they, for some reason, felt like they couldn't do this on their own.
Absolutely. Okay, let's think about our listeners who are already co-hosting. They're gaining properties and they know at this point it's time to hire a team for the beginnings, the first person on their team. What advice would you have to them in order to make that team member feel successful?
I feel like this should be a Lisa answer, but I'm going to say systems, organization. Mm-hmm. I think the more systems that you have in place, the easier things are. And that's where I feel like Lisa has really organized us as a co-host team so that we can truly be successful. And since she, you know, you were the first employee, I feel like that was part of what she was here to do. So I do think the more that you have structured and organized, just the easier things are to understand.
Definitely. Everything on paper and organized. That way they have references and just patience. I think we really took a step back with our training just recently mm-hmm. when we officially made our team 4. And we spaced things out in a way that our co-host is able to train and retain and take mm-hmm. that time to really learn the properties during that training period and learn more about those pain points, mm-hmm. learn more about the one property that sometimes in the summer you have to wiggle the door a little bit more because of the humidity, or the one property that attracts so many micro weddings or family reunions. So we get a lot of gatherings. So it's about that patience piece of knowing they're going to confuse Candy Apple with Apple Orchard for the first couple days because their names are similar. They're going to confuse which owners are in what location. And having reference points, structure, systems, but also patience, I think is really important, and taking the time to get to know what are their strengths. Amy likes to say all the time, aces in their places. So what does that co-host bring to your team? How can you let them really evolve in that area that maybe they're bringing the biggest strength? And just being able to go off of that and help them.
I think that's great. Yes. And as you're listening to Lisa and Micah, you can probably tell, like, they've got it. Like, our team is up and running. I can leave town and they are amazing. You're probably wondering, like, oh my goodness, how do I get to that point where this team can thrive without me, where I can go on vacation and know that they've got it? Because initially, I had to be so involved when it was just me and Lisa in the daily operations. And just like we're talking about weaning owners, that process of me weaning our team members to be able to function without me at the head. So can you kind of talk about what that process looked like? Maybe Lisa, this would be a good question for you.
Yes, I believe in the beginning when it was Amy and I, we did everything together. We were in the car for hours together. We were at properties staging together. We spent so much time getting to know each other's personalities and what clicks for one another, our strengths. And in that time, we were co-hosting together as problems were coming in. So being able to learn from Amy by having that time where I really got to see the way you thought and you worked through problems, and I was able to absorb it so organically and naturally in the moment, I feel that really created a good foundation and base where then we were able to build our SOPs and write things down. So now when you leave from the relationship that you and I have built, I am able to feel confident in stepping into that role as head of hospitality, knowing, okay, Amy's on vacation. She is checked out, and I am now going to help the co-host any way that I can with all the things that I've learned over the past 2 years. So I really think it comes with opening the opportunity to just really know your team and know each other and learn. And from that, you have one person who just is able to step into the role. And then all of a sudden, through Amy transitioning so much of her knowledge to me, and then Micah and I spent so much time together, and I feel like within the year that you've been with us, I even trust that Micah can answer questions when I'm gone and if Amy's gone at the same time. So I think a lot of it comes with finding teams that have the heart and really care. When you do that, learning becomes just fun and a part of it, and you don't have to worry. I just feel like our team, I have confidence that any of us over time is going to have at least the heart to get in the right direction. And I think that's a big piece of being able to get to where Amy can step away and still trust that her heart is left in the business and will be reflected.
A good way to put it.
Thanks.
This is why I love y'all.
Yeah, and we trust. It's great because I know when I'm going to Lisa and we're problem solving, I'm also getting you, Amy. I know that Lisa has been well trained. I mean, she was like an apprentice, you know, and then she's now kind of at the helm of this co-hosting ship. And so it's like now we know that we're still getting ultimately what you would have done and what you would have said. And so I feel like we're all passing that down to each other and keeping a good close team, which obviously I think is also a big part of it, is just keeping a really close-knit team.
Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for people who are considering becoming co-hosts for other owners?
Yeah, I would say just know that there will be challenges, because with anything, when you're starting something new, there will be hiccups along the way. But I think trust the process. And already, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already doing the first step, mm-hmm. which is, you know, learning from others who have already gone before you in this. So I think you're already on step one, which is great. And, you know, trusting that you, if you have a calling towards this, to follow through with that, but then understand that there will be bumps in the road, and that is okay. And that's not that we're perfect. We don't want to make that sound like we're perfect, but it's how we get to better systems and better places in co-hosting is through the hard stuff. We learn, oh, we won't do that again. Okay. Mm-hmm. We learned through that mistake that we will change our processes moving forward. And that is a constant in co-hosting. I mean, even this week, we had something happen where we were saying, okay, let's change the way we do this now, because we learned from that. So you will always be learning and growing, but I think it's a great thing to do. And obviously we love what we do.
Mm-hmm. And it shows.
And yes. I would say ownership too. Mm. So being able to take ownership for the things that you want to celebrate and pat yourself on the back and recognize, I nailed it. I did such a good job. I don't know how it could have gone better. I'm really proud of myself. So taking the ownership to celebrate, but also taking the ownership to learn. So knowing when to recognize, I didn't handle that the way I wanted to. What can I do differently moving forward? What's a way that I can shift this to be more seamless or with a better outcome? So I think it's important to take ownership of the times that you can celebrate, but really take ownership of your growth and your opportunities to strengthen yourself and your hospitality.
You guys are just killing it. I am so grateful for both of you. Thank you for taking this time. I know there's probably check-ins and turnovers happening right now, and so I need to let you go and get back to all of that. But real quick, where can people reach out if they want to come and stay at these amazing All Belong Co. properties?
All Belong Co., of course.
Yes.
You can find us at allbelong.co on Instagram.
Yes.
Or allbelong.co/stay directly.
Stay directly.
Yes. Save the fees and stay direct. You're right. Yeah, we'll have all those links in the show notes for you. But thank you so much, you guys, for being here. Much love to you.
Thank you.
We love being here. I know.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group, This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.